from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The city of Timmins is formally supporting the joint bid between a council of five First Nations and Hydro One for the provincial government to approve them building a new power transmission line. The line would be between Wawa and Timmins. Waban Tribal Council Executive Director Jason Batiste says the line is important to industrial growth in the Northeast, and critical mineral strategies are in play as we move from fossil fuels to electrical energy.
Canada Nickel in our region, they're going to be a big consumer of power, especially if they have a processing facility. So, you know, all of those things, I think, come into play when you're talking about increasing the capacity of our electricity needs.
Pending approval, Batiste predicts construction on the line to begin in 2028, going into service 2 or 3 years later. Opioid-related deaths in Canada more than doubled during the COVID-19 pandemic. A new study from the University of Toronto finds the annual number rose from around 3,000 in 2019 to more than 6,200 in 2021. Researchers also find younger adults are disproportionately affected, with opioids accounting for roughly 29% of all deaths in people aged 20 to 39. That's compared to 3.2% for all Canadians under 85. Well, this morning we were discussing how Noah Timmins started building up the city early in the last century by establishing housing for Hollinger Mine employees. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says in 1919, Timmins decided on the area near Mount Joy Street.
So Mount Joy, Vimy, Cambrai, Maecenas Avenues, Borden Street, those start to open up, and they build 150 little flat-topped four-room homes with the little privy in the backyard.
Another 200 were built around town. In Country 93.1 Sports, as much as the Timmins Rock are known for attracting big crowds for hockey games, tomorrow night's shaping up to be the biggest. It's Game 7 of the NOJHL East Division Final between the Rock and the Powassan Voodoos. More than 1,200 tickets have already been sold. Rock board member Jason Kelly asks that if you plan to stand, get a standing room ticket so seats can be sold to fans who want them. Kelly advises you to arrive early for the 7:30 game because there will be a lineup at the door.
Our volunteers do the best to get everyone in as quickly as possible. Get there early, get a good parking spot, sit down, enjoy the game, and have a popcorn or a beverage and enjoy the action because it will be crazy.
The winner moves on to the league final against Sudbury. Timmins are the defending champs. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.